Personal fall arrest systems work very similarly to a fall restraint system, except that workers are not constrained by a lanyard that is shorter than the distance to the edge. Workers are free to work at the edge of the hazard. A PFAS has the same three components: an anchorage connector, body wear, and a connecting device. Additional requirements for using PFAS include: the anchorage or tie-off point must be capable of supporting 5,000 pounds of force per worker, high enough that a worker will not contact a lower level should a fall occur, positioned to avoid a swing fall. Workers must wear a full-body harness. A full-body harness distributes the forces of a fall throughout the whole body. There are many types of full-body harnesses, and they need to be selected for the work that is being done. Your company's safety officer will ensure that you have the proper full-body harnesses when using a PFAS. There are different types of connecting devices for personal fall arrest systems. The type of connecting device used depends on the work being done and the potential fall distance. Typically, shock-absorbing lanyards are used for falls over 18 feet. Self-retracting lifelines are used for falls under 18 feet. Fall limiters are usually used for falls within a range of 6 to 9 feet. And rope grabs are typically used for falls within a range of 6 to 9 feet. Usually, falls under 18 feet use self-retracting lifelines or fall limiters, and falls over 18 feet use shock-absorbing lanyards. Your company's safety officer will ensure your team has the proper connecting device when they are using a PFAS. As part of a fall training program, workers that are using fall restraint systems need to be instructed on how to use body wear, how to include, safely attach, and detach from the tie-off point. Training should also include how to inspect equipment and how to check that others are using the system properly.